Welcome to Hyperscale. I'm Brett Green, and today I'm joined by Chris Wockett, who has brought around his Academy 72nd scale P-38J Lightning. Welcome, Chris.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. The model looks fantastic. You really wouldn't pick it as 72nd scale from the photographs. How did it go together?
It went together absolutely beautifully. The only thing that I can think of that was a bit of a pain was the main undercarriage gear doors. The locating tabs had no locating points on the inside of the wheel wells, and the tabs on the actual gear doors were a bit long, so I had to shorten them by more than half all around because they did hang a bit too low if you put them on at the angle that they wanted you to.
The Hasegawa 48 scale kit is famously difficult to build because of the way that it's broken down. How have the Academy approached it?
They've done a much more logical construction layer, I suppose is the word. They've done the actual cockpit pod is part of the top and bottom wing, so there is a join line running down the side, but it goes together quite beautifully, and there was no problem with eliminating that line.
So it was a fairly fast build by the sound of it.
I got the whole thing finished in 3 days.
Did you use any aftermarket accessories on the kit at all?
Nothing at all. I just put some seatbelt harnesses in out of a bit of lead foil. Very simple. And the main undercarriage hydraulic lines out of a bit of very fine solder. Actually, on the open part of the canopy, the top opening portion of the canopy, I did make a little hinge at the back of it simply by drilling two holes and putting in two bits of stretched sprue. But it's absolutely minute and you can hardly see it.
And you've got a little mirror I can see in the blister of the canopy as well.
That's right, yeah. Well, that was just a little bit of plastic card that I cut to shape and painted gloss black on one side and flat black on the other and glued it in. It's barely noticeable. It's the size of a flea.
Accuracy looks very good too. It certainly looks like a Lightning. I think you mentioned to me before that the propeller blades might be a funny shape though.
The propeller blades seem to be a little bit too tapered towards the bottom end of them, but it still looks like a Lightning. The other thing was I had to put a hell of a lot of weight in the nose before I glued it together, and I put as much as I could in, and it seemed to be balanced right, but as soon as I put the undercarriage on, it seemed to be a little bit tail heavy, but flattening the bottom of the tyres prevented it from sitting on its tail, but it's pretty precariously balanced on its centre point.
The paint job is typically gorgeous. What paints did you use?
The upper surface colours are a mixture of 50-50 of the Gunza olive drab and the Tamiya olive drab. The Tamiya olive drab just seemed a little bit dark and a little bit too green to me, but then the Gunza one was a tad too brown, I thought, but a mixture of both of them seemed to work quite well. The undersurface colour is just the Tamiya neutral grey.
And you bought a new airbrush recently, I believe.
Yep, I got the Aztec metal-bodied airbrush, and it's absolutely beautiful to use.
So it feels similar to the plastic A470, but with the extra weight makes a difference?
Yeah, it just seems a little bit stable. It's quite a bit heavier than the resin model, but it fits into the hand beautifully. It's a gorgeous thing.
The markings are quite striking on this model as well. I was especially impressed with the very fine white lines on the spinners. How did you do that?
Oh, now you're asking me to remember something I did the day before yesterday. That's difficult. How did I do them? I masked where the white line was going to be, the back of the white line. The spinner caps are separate, so I was able to mask them off, painted the white forward section first, then with a very fine strip of masking tape, masked off the line, No, that's not how I did it. No, I must have then just, with masking tape, masked up to where the green would start, masked off the whole back of that spinner cap, and then sprayed the green. I know that sounds a bit complicated, but it wasn't as complicated as it sounds.
And I believe you had a bit of fresco work to do on the nose art as well.
Yes, that's one thing about the Academy kits. The printing of the decals isn't always that good. And on the nose art of Sweet Sue, all of the detail, the fine detail on her, didn't seem to be there. So I had to very delicately paint a little face on her. So don't look at that too closely, because it is tiny.
Yes, well, Michelangelo would be jealous, I'm sure. Well, Chris, thank you very much for bringing your model along for photography. I know I always look forward to seeing your latest projects, and I know that the Hyperscales visitors too do as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Chris, and bye for now.
Bye.